Thank you for calling. My name is Melissa. How can I help you?
Hi, I live in a row apartments and I'm trying to connect my new HP printer that uses Wi-Fi and Bluetooth rather than a cord that connects it to the computer, to the internet like we do with everything else. And it's not showing the internet name on here on the list of networks. It says it needs a 2.4 GHz to contact your internet company. It don't show up on here, so I'm not sure if I'm just doing something wrong because we've never had a printer like this, or if I got a printer that's not compatible with the internet.
Let me take a look here. Now, you're able to see other networks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you, let me see. Have you entered on the back of your router? You should have a barcode with a long number. Have you entered that into the printer so that it knows what it's supposed to be communicating with?
On the website where it hooks everything up and all that, it doesn't give an option to do that. It just says select one that shows up on the list of the ones that they find.
And the list of ones that you find, are those like, do you recognize any of those networks at all?
I think it's the Naples networks, because I've seen them come up when we were connecting our phones and stuff.
So it's connecting to your neighbor's networks, but not yours.
Showing the Naples networks only as an option to connect to, but ours isn't showing up. Does it offer, does this internet offer the 2.4 GHz as well as the 5?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
It says this printer can only connect to a 2.4 GHz, and your device could be currently connected to a 5 GHz Wi-Fi network, and that's what it's wanting me to choose one of the 2.4 ones below. Does this internet have 2.4? We've never had internet like this, so.
Yes, you would definitely have a 2.4 there. Let me see. All right, let me get a little bit of information here so we can get you taken care of. What's your first and last name?
My name is Shay Hudson. Shay, and then Hudson is Hudson.
All right, and the email associated with your account?
It would probably be my brother's, Sean Matthew Hudson at gmail.com. It's Shawnmathewhudson at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. And what's a good callback number?
It's 406-404-4564.
And your address?
It's 2813 18th Avenue South, apartment 103, Great Falls, 59405.
I'm sorry, what was the apartment number?
103.
Okay.
We had renamed the internet as something on the spot. As the name of it, and I'm seeing the names of the other neighbors, and I've seen those names come up when we were trying to connect our phones for the first time. So I do recognize some of them. And we had to connect a DVD player last night, and it showed up on mail. So So I know how it should show up, and for some reason it's just not on here, so I'm thinking maybe I got a panel that don't connect
Right.
mistakenly.
Just one second here. And what kind of printer is this?
It's a HP DeskJet 2800E all-in-one series. It's one that's supposed to be compatible with Mac computers. It's the first one we've gotten for a Mac compatibility because we got our first Macs a couple of years ago, and we've been using one of those connector cords with an old one that, yeah, so we finally upgraded when that one came out.
Right, got it. Okay, now, have you unplugged everything and started over? Like, just make sure that the computer goes unplugged, your router goes unplugged, and your printer goes unplugged. Let it sit for a minute and plug it back in and see if it will at that point. I would start your router first, or your computer first, then your, or I'm sorry, your router first, then your computer, and then the printer. And see if once you turn it off and turn it back on, if that doesn't at that point pick up the signal for the Wi-Fi.
Gotcha. Okay, let me do that real quick.
Okay.
In the closet here. Okay, I gotta set the phone up for just a second to open that little panel.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, just unplugged the internet. We just moved in a couple months ago and we still have a lot of boxes everywhere, so I had to move a couple of them away from the closet, but that was it.
Gotcha.
Okay, and he says reboot the computer. Okay, and unplug the panel. Okay. And how long should I leave everything unplugged for?
You can go ahead and plug the router back in. Let's do the router first.
Okay. Just my No, I don't think my phone's not. It's in the Okay, I just plugged the battle back in.
Okay, perfect. That's going to take a couple minutes to come back on. Once it looks like the lights have pretty much steadied out and everything looks like it's coming back on, then we'll have you turn the printer back on.
Okay.
And see if that works.
Okay, it's doing a blinking green light on the router light now. Does that mean it's good to go, or does it need to be solid green?
It's going to blink for a little while. It's going to take a couple minutes for it to get completely power cycle back on.
Gotcha. I need to look at what color it was before I unplugged it.
Oh, you're fine. It'll come back up here in a minute.
Okay, now it's solid green.
Okay, perfect. Can you check on your cell phone real quick and make sure that you can see your Wi-Fi connection or your Wi-Fi network?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't remember how to do that. So I think... it shows the internet on the phone, and it's already connected back automatically.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead and turn on the printer. Now that we know that network is going through the house, go ahead and turn on that printer. And the wireless light that's on there should be solid blue when it's connected.
Okay, yeah, back into the computer now. Okay, it's blinking blue light now. And okay, so we need to restocking. Okay, now it's saying, okay, now connect printer to Wi-Fi processing, so I think it's looking for the list of them again.
Yes.
Now it's still showing the enables, but not off.
Not sure. Okay. What I would suggest doing is to download the HP Smart app. That's going to have step-by-step directions and tell you exactly how to do everything step-by-step. It's possible that there was a step missed or skipped while you were setting everything up. It happens to the best of us, and sometimes it can make it so that, your wireless network's just not showing up. So I would definitely look onto that HP Smart app. That will help you set it up. And if it doesn't, I would get a hold of HP and see what they say about what's going on and how to fix the issue, because it doesn't sound... Sounds like the internet's going through just fine. It sounds like there's something going on with the printer, making it not want to, connect to the network.
So we do have the 2.4 and the 5 GHz thing, because I know they'll ask that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will do that, and I appreciate you checking to make sure it went nothing with the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not a problem, my dear. I hope you get everything worked out.
Thank you. You have
All right,
a nice
sweetie.
Day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.